जय राधा माधवा कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधवा जय कुंज विहारी जय गोपी जनवल्लभा जय गिरिवरधारी जय यशोदानन्दना जय प्रजजनरञ्जना जय यमुना तीरवनचारी जय कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधवा जय कुंज विहारी ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयं उदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीर् उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः हरे कृष्ण वी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 12 चैप्टर 11 समरी डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ द महापुरुष वर्स नंबर 24 द्विजऋषभसयेश ब्रह्मयोनि स्वयं दृक् स्वमहिमा परिपूर्णो मायया च स्वयैतत् सृजच्छरति पातिति आख्यायनावृताक्षो विवृत इव निरुक्तस्तत्परैरात्मलभ्या द्विजऋषभसयेश ब्रह्मयोनि स्वयं दृक् स्वमहिमा परिपूर्णो मायया च स्वयैतत् सृजच्छरति पातिति आख्यायतावृताक्षो विवृत इव निरुक्तस्तत्परैरात्मलभ्या द्विजऋषभस एष ब्रह्मयोनि स्वयं दृक् स्वमहिमा परिपूर्णो मायया च स्वयैतत् सृजच्छरति पातिति आख्यायनावृताक्षो विवृत इव निरुक्तस्तत्परैरात्मलभ्या द्विजऋषभस एष ब्रह्मयोनि स्वयं दृग् सृजति हरति पातिति आख्यायनावृताक्षो विवृत इव निरुक्तस्तत्परैरात्मलभ्या द्विजऋषभस एष ब्रह्मयोनि स्वयं धृक् महिमा परिपूर्णो मायया च स्वयेत सृजति हरति पातिति आख्यायनावृताक्षो विवृत इव निरुक्तस्तत्परैरात्मलभ्या द्विजऋषभस एष ब्रह्मयोनि स्वयं दृक् स महिमा परिपूर्णो मायया च स्वयेत सृजति हरति पातिति आख्यायनावृताक्षो विवृत इव निरक्तस्तत्परैरात्मलभ्य माताजी वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग द्विज ऋषभ ओ बेस्ट ऑफ द ब्राह्मणास स एषः ही अलोन ब्रह्म योनिः The source of the Vedas, Swayam Druk, who is self-illuminating, Swamahima, in his own glory, Paripurnaha, perfectly complete, Mayaya, by the material energy, Cha, and Swaya, his own, Etat, this universe, Srujati, he creates, Harati, he withdraws. Pati, he maintains. Akhyaya, conceived of as such. Anavruta, uncovered. Akshaha, his transcendental awareness. Vivrutaha, materially divided. Iva, as if. Niruktaha, described. Tatparai, by those who are devoted to him. Atma, as their very soul. Labhyaha, realizable. Translation and purport by disciples of Srila Prabhupada. O best of Brahmanas, he alone is a self-luminous, original source of Vedas, perfect and complete in his own glory. By his material energy, he creates, destroys and maintains this universe. Entire universe. Because he is a performer of various material functions, he is sometimes described as materially divided. Yet, he always remains transcendentally situated in pure knowledge. Those who are dedicated to him in devotion can realize him to be their true soul. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur recommends that we become humble by practicing the following meditation. The earth, which is always visible to me, is an expansion of the lotus feet of my Lord, who is always to be meditated upon. All moving and non-moving living entities have taken shelter of the earth and are thus sheltered at the lotus feet of my Lord. For this reason, I should respect every living being and not envy anyone. In fact, all the living entities constitute the Kaustubhajam on my Lord's chest. Therefore, I should never envy or deride any living entity. By practicing this meditation, one can achieve success in life. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं तदातीश्वापदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरों श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिताश्विशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तु ते तप्त कांचना गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमावों विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिन् इति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त बृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्ण We are discussing the chapter of summary description of Mahapurusha and verse number 24th. So there is one incident of Parashara Bhattar of Srirangam. Once he was giving pravachan in Srirangam temple, and then after that his class pravachan, then somebody stood up in the class and started criticizing him. All the bad words. Then he very gladly accepted the words. And then after the incident, the Vaishnavas asked him, how you are able to tolerate all these things? Then he said, actually he is helping me by criticizing me. The reason is, someone giving any presentation or pravachan, then the three things has to be covered. First thing is, glorification of the Lord. And then seeking blessings of the devotees. And the third thing is criticizing oneself, one's fallen position. So in my presentation I did two things, glorification of the Lord and seeking blessings of the devotees. But I have not criticized myself. So this particular person is actually filling the gap that I could not present. So that's why I am grateful to him. So even though I am saying at a ritual, still, I seek the blessings of all the devotees, and without their blessings, cannot speak Srimad Bhagavatam and glorify the Supreme Lord. We hear the story, anecdote of in the ritual and spiritual. Right? In the marriage ceremony, right? Marriage is going on, and the scriptures say that any yagna is happening, like a dog that comes and takes the havis. Right? Like that, an example is given. So like that, animals will come because it happens in open space. So the cat comes in the marriage, then the natural logical thing is they brought some basket and kept in it. And then probably the parampara would have been lost. Yoganashta parantava. So then over the generations, they started just finding a cat and keeping it in basket. So then, generally the lesson that we get is, one should not follow the rituals blindly. One should know the purpose. But there is other angle of that. Even if we follow the ritual blindly, but if our motivation is perfect, motivation is proper, then after application for a long time, then we'll definitely know What should be the proper reason behind that ritual? Right? Probably this person thinking that, okay, right, let me take basket and keep it. Right? If not even for the cat, you may not find cat. At least keep a basket and keep it. You know, rituals always water down. Then if some more cat comes, then you can use this basket to fit it. Then you'll understand. Oh, this is the reason why our ancestors told, keep a basket ready. Right? So that's the rituals are also needed. Right? But when the rituals, even if you follow blindly, but if you follow as per what acharyas say, scriptures say, then as the purification happens, that knowledge naturally comes out. Like we say, when someone following karma yoga, naturally jnana comes like, you know, lotus flower, you know, comes out from this bud. Right? So of course, I'm following as a ritual, but over the days, I feel over the maybe decades or lifetimes, may naturally glorify Lord and seek blessings of the devotees, understand fallen condition. In the class by His Grace Srikanth Krishna Prabhu, he was mentioning about tattvam. He started his class by giving etymological meaning of tattvam. And he said tvam means something like, ness, childness, foolishness, greatness. And tat means, he explained, that means something which is above us, which we cannot perceive. That means that Supreme Lord. Right? Tattva means something which describes about Supreme Lord. So, the same word, tat, also comes in Bhagavad Gita, 17th chapter. So, there, Gunatray Vibhaga Yoga, right? There it comes, Om Tat Sat. Om Tat Sat has to be recited while doing any rituals, right? Yajna Dana Tapa. There, Shri Madhvacharya quotes, and of course, Prabhupada also writes his in purports. It said, Om has to be chanted when the ritual is started. Right? Of course, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that, Mam Anusmara Yudhyacha. Right? While during activity, always remember me. Remember me is a, prime thing, and doing activity is a secondary thing. That has to constantly go on. Even if that doesn't happen, right, in the initial stages, right, Vedic path recommends one to remember Supreme Lord at the start, middle and end. Right? So that at least one come from mode of goodness and one starts to understand that there is a transcend also, not just situated in mode of goodness. Om has to be recited at the start of the Yajna Dana Tapa, and Tat while doing it, and Sat at the end. Right? So Om, Tat, Sat. So this Om is, Om has many meanings, right? Many understandings of what is a Om is. But then one specific understanding which is given by acharyas is, Om actually, represents all para and apara shakti of the Supreme Lord, right? All living and non-living entities. Means chit and achit is comprised by Om. Right, it is like the thread, the cloth has to be made. Right, thread is there. Thread runs horizontal and vertically. Then the cloth is formed. Similarly, like this material world is also formed with two things. That is, jiva and material energy. Right. So Om represents that combination. Of course, source of the combination also. So in that sense, Om is sambandha. And the tat. Tat represents, tat means that means which is far away. Right? Far away is something which we cannot see. Right? Now, if you remove specs, I cannot see something far away. Right? So that's why Lord is called Adhokshaja, one who is not pursued by senses. So tat is something which cannot be pursued by on your own. Tat has to be pursued through scriptures. Right? Shastra Yonitvat. So hence, scriptures. There is the scripture, I think 2 days back His Grace Radhikavala Prabhu is explaining Brahmachari class about how to understand the Vedas. There are various techniques to understand it. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains to Prakashananda Saraswati also how the Mayavadis misinterpret Vedas. Right? టు అండర్స్టాండ్ ద వేదాస్ దేర్ ఇస్ వన్ వేస్ త్రీ వేస్ ముఖ్య లక్షణ అండ్ గౌణ. టెన్త్ క్యాంటో 87 చాప్టర్ ఫస్ట్ వర్స్ ద పర్పోర్ట్ వెరీ డీటెయిల్లీ దిస్ ఇస్ మెన్షన్. ముఖ్య వృత్తి, గౌణ వృత్తి అండ్ లక్షణ వృత్తి. ముఖ్య వృత్తి మీన్స్ డైరెక్ట్ మీనింగ్. వెన్ డైరెక్ట్ మీనింగ్ ఇస్ నాట్ వన్ ఈజ్ నాట్ ఏబుల్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ డైరెక్ట్ మీనింగ్, రైట్? వై వన్ ఈజ్ నాట్ ఏబుల్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ డైరెక్ట్ మీనింగ్? బికాస్ వేదాస్ జనరలీ గివ్స్ డైరెక్ట్ మీనింగ్, వేదాస్ ఉపనిషత్స్. బట్ వెన్ కమ్స్ టు కావ్య శాస్త్రాస్ ఆర్ ఇతిహాసాస్, సమ్టైమ్స్ యునో పొయిటికల్లీ గివెన్, ద అండర్స్టాండింగ్ ఈజ్ గివెన్ పొయిటికల్ వే. దేర్ సమ్మన్ ఇట్స్ యునో అండర్స్టాండ్ వాట్ ఈస్ మైట్ బి ద మీనింగ్ బిహైండ్ దిస్, తత్వ బిహైండ్ దిస్, రైట్? దట్స్ అ వేదాస్ ద స్క్రిప్చర్స్ కంటే త్రీ లెవెల్స్ ఆఫ్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్. వన్ ఈజ్ శబ్ద డైరెక్ట్, నో ద ఫోనెటిక్స్ ఛందస్ ఎక్సెట్రా. బిహైండ్ దట్ దేర్ ఇస్ అర్థ మీనింగ్, అండ్ బిహైండ్ దట్ దేర్ ఇస్ నెక్స్ట్ లెవెల్ ఇస్ పరమార్థ, దట్ ఈస్ యాక్చువల్ ఫిలాసఫికల్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ విచ్ డైరెక్ట్లీ కనెక్ట్ టు సుప్రీం లార్డ్. ఇన్ ద వేదిక్ స్క్రిప్చర్స్ వేదాస్ ఉపనిషత్స్ ఇట్స్ డైరెక్ట్ మీనింగ్ ఈస్ సఫిషియంట్ బికాస్ ఇట్స్ దే ఆర్ నాట్ లైక్ ఎ కావ్యాస్. So hence lakshana is not needed. But mayavadis, they for everything they take lakshana and then misinterpret. And there in that purport, disciples of Srila Prabhupada, they write, if the Supreme Lord is actually namom giram viduraya, right? Lord is vidura, is far distant from words, right? Echo vachani nivartante manasa sahagira. It's like I think one of the Upanishads says, Lord is far away from mind words. In Bhagavad Gita 15 chapter 6th verse, it says, Natad bhasete suryo nashyanko na pavaka hedgatva nivartante taddhama paramamam. Acharyas explain that there is no need of sun, moon or even fire or electricity in this spiritual world. Another understanding is the sun represents eyes. Sun is a demigod in charge of eyes, and then moon is in charge of mind, and Agni is in charge of words. You cannot understand Supreme Lord neither through your eyes, nor through words, nor through the mind. If that is the situation, how can even the Vedas, which are the words, can point us to the Supreme Lord, as mentioned by the meaning of the word Tat? Right, that's the only way you can understand Lord is super scriptures, and scripture also words. Even the Mukhya Lakshana is not sufficient because Supreme Lord is far away. Right? So then the understanding that Acharyas give is, there is Lord has many energies. Parashya Shaktir Vividhaya Shruyate. One of the energies of the Lord is Abhidha Shakti. Abhidha Shakti means, right, in the language is a connection from the words. Of course, thoughts are objects, right? How the words will connect to the something real objects or thoughts. So when we say 10 elephants, right? So 10 elephants is not just a word when we hear it. It actually reminds us a form. Also it represents some, but 10 elephants, right? Elephants, 10 number. 10 represents, points us to something, elephants point to something, right? So if I just utter something in some other language which none of us know, then you will not connect that to anything, any object, if there is no that reference it. So what is that Shakti that connects the words to the objects? That the connection that is meaning is Abhidha Shakti. Right? So because scriptures give direct meaning, the direct meaning is that the scriptures are empowered with that Abhidha Shakti. So the scriptures can point us to the Lord as spiritual world, which is otherwise not available. Hence, following scriptures and realizing Lord is called Abhidheya, coming from Abhidha Shakti. Right? Follow these words and you will reach that. Right? Abhidheya. So, yeah. And then, I think Gaur Gopal Prabhuji shares one story, the story of a drunkard. Right? There was a drunkard, once he came to temple, and then he met the guest reception people. And he started asking the questions. He said, what is the tallest thing here? The person said, the temple is the tallest. The in charge said, if temple is the tallest, right, how the temple is a big, then how come earth is holding the temple? Then he has said, okay, earth is a bigger one. They said, earth is holding that, but earth is, Adishesha is holding earth as per scriptures. Then who is great? Okay, Adishesha is great. If Adishesha is great, Adishesha is staying in the neck of Lord Shiva. Who is great now? Lord Shiva is great. If Lord Shiva is great, but he is staying on Kailas, Himalayas, how come no Himalayas are able to hold it? Then he said, Himalayas are great. If Himalayas are big, how come Hanumanji is just holding it in his palms and carrying it? He said, fine, you tell who is great. He said, I am great, even though drunk, still standing on my 2 feet. So, of course, this is a joke by Prabhuji, but I am connecting it to point like the same drunkard person, those conditioned souls who are drunk with the false ego, are fully centered about themselves, if they try to understand something higher, actually they end up, as much as their intelligence is there, you send a satellite up, as much as fuel is there, it will go up and then it will come down. Similarly, as much as your intelligence allows, you go up, and then naturally again you have to come back to yourself only. Right? That's a problem with ascending knowledge. But some might be using ascending knowledge, but of course using intelligence, but if they take shelter of scriptures and acharyas, then like Narada Muni in Sri Narada Muni in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, he's also doing same church. Who is highest? That he comes to a Brahmana, and then Brahmana points him to the king. And the king, I did so much yajnas, but Indra is the one who did 100 yajnas. He's great. Then he goes to Indra. Indra says, no, Brahmaji is great. Brahma. Then Brahmaji points out to Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva points out to Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj points to, Hanumanji. Hanumanji points out to Pandavas. Pandavas points to Uddhava. And Uddhava points to Gopis. Right? Of course, he has not finally come back to himself. He's actually reached proper destination. Right? So this is called, logic with we have to use our intelligence. God is given that. At the same time, that has to be guided through the scriptures and acharyas. Right? Then that properly leads us to truth. That is tat. Then we can know the tat. So here, So in I'll come to the topic also just a little before that. There is in the Bhagavatam, in the 11th canto, 2nd chapter, Navigandras, they speak about Kanishtadikaris. Right? Kanishtadikari is defined as a person who has faith on Supreme Lord, but he doesn't respect the devotees. Right? So the purports also, Srila Madhvacharya Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur gives lot of symptoms of Kanishtadikari. One symptom is he thinks whatever he knows is the best. And another thing is, he starts criticize Madhyamadikaris and Uttamadikaris. He thinks they are fallen. They are actually, losing the principles, watered down the principles. I am one who is sticking to only deities, only temple, right? Nothing else. Everything is Maya. That's how Kanishtadikari thinks. Right? So, that's how situation of Kanishtadikari. But if we see the verses of Bhagavatam, this particular section, 12th canto, 11th chapter, it starts with Virata Rupa, and then universal form is discussed, and then various vibhutis of the Lord are discussed. Right? This is actually at the end of Srimad Bhagavatam. Right? Generally, at the end of the feast, we take ice cream or sweet. And it's a topmost ecstasy, like a peak of the ecstasy. But here it appears like a vent peak and coming down. Right? In the end of the Bhagavatam, again the same world things which start in second canto are described. That's the doubt comes. Why is it described? For whom is it describing this? Right? Actually, after 10th canto, probably even 12th canto, 11th canto, that is the end of almost the teachings of Lord Krishna. Why these things are described? Right? It appears these are for Kanishtha Adhikaris as per second canto. But Suta Goswami is describing all these things. Right? That's where this connection for Kanishtha Adhikari comes. This is actually the question asked by Shaunaka Rishis to explain about Suta Goswami, about what is the sadhana of Markandeya Muni so that he is able to get darshan of Supreme Lord and get his mercy and become such a great devotee. And then to answer to this question, Suta Goswami is explaining this chapter, 11th chapter, and he's explaining sadhana of Markandeya Muni. And this sadhana appears to be like, what all the sadhanas, it's like, kichdi of that, it appears like that. Right? So, there's a confusion. One is, why such topics are here? Why such confused Kriya Yoga, Tantra Yoga, deity worship, so many things are there. Right? So, it is a mercy of Acharyas. Like there is a sloka in 10th canto. It said, Swayam Samuttirya Sudhastaranuma Bhavarnamam Bhima Madabra Sauhrida Bhavat Padamboru Hanama Matrate Nidhayata Sadhanagrahaite Bhagavan. The translation is as follows. O Lord, who resembles the shining sun, you are always ready to fulfill the desire of your devotee, and therefore you are known as a desire tree. When the Acharyas completely take shelter under your lotus feet in order to cross the fierce ocean of nascence, they leave behind on earth the method by which they cross, because you are very merciful to your other devotees. You accept this method to help them. But because the Acharyas followed this process and gave to us, even if we follow that, we will get success. Right? Hence they are asking, what is the path that most successful Markandeya Muni followed it? Right? So that if we also follow that. Right? That's called Sampradaya. Sampradaya means, Daya means Daya Bhak. Right? We say in the 10th canto, 14th chapter, that 7th verse, Daya Bhak. Right? Daya Bhak means those who are like, cousins are there. The cousins share the property, ancestral property. So they are called Dayas. Right? So Lord says, as I am your father, and all my resources, opulences I will give to you. Right? You are a Daya Bhak, you are the rightful owner of, one who can share my opulences. And that's the Lord is Daya Bhak. Daya means given from a higher people, right? Our own people. And Pradaya means something given completely. Right? They don't water down that. They give it as it is. Right? So Prabhupada writes in the purports, those merciful acharyas, they don't leave the boat there itself. They send it back. And if we follow that, we'll also get to the destination. Right? It's not like, father who do all the debts and then son becomes, poor boy. Right? All that wealth which they earn, they just pass it through us. Right? And some means, not only you, get the same wealth from your ancestors, but when you're forwarding it to next generation, you add it with your own realizations and flavor. Right? So that becomes more sweet. Like Nigamatalpa Galor Galitam Phalam. Right? When this fruit has come down from the tree, when it's eaten by parrot, Sukadeva Goswami, it becomes more sweeter. Like that, the Sampradaya becomes more sweeter. Right? So that's how the knowledge comes. Like, it's not like, the realization is not like taking some 10 shlokas or 2-3 stories of scripture and then matching it to the 10 stories from internet and then might be speaking something. It's not the match the following. Right? It is actually realization. The way realization Prabhupada, he defines realization. I'll just read that. 10th, first canto, 4th chapter, 1st verse. Prabhupada writes, personalization doesn't mean that one should not out of vanity attempt to show one's own learning by trying to surpass previous acharyas. He must have full confidence in the previous acharya. At the same time, he must realize the subject matter so nicely that he can present the matter for the particular circumstances in suitable manner. Right? That particular circumstance suitable manner is what? That some aspect. Because if you know what is principle, then you can apply in time, place, circumstances. But if you start to know only, just like a mugging up, time, place, circumstances, these are the 10 questions that will come. And then you just mug up that and write an exam. When the exam you went and another question comes, then you don't know. But if you know what is a equation behind that, then any question you can solve it. The realization is that. Right? What Acharyas is giving. Then any time, place, circumstances, one can apply that. Someone without any realization, because material world presents so many varieties of time, place, circumstances. Right? That's what matter is presenting us. Various times, various present, places, various circumstances. And that's how that tries to attract us. And in time, place, circumstances, we get bewildered. And then we don't know principle. In a different time, place, circumstances, we don't know. Right? How to apply that. But if we know the principle, any time, place, circumstances, we can apply it and also help others to apply it. That's the realization. Right? So this is what acharyas are giving us. So in the this, you know, 20, around, I think, 20 verses. You know, 20 verses are their prayers, you know, the process of Markandeya Muni. So we see in the fifth verse, it is about creation of elements. Right? Yeah, it is about how primary creation. Right? Primary creation is before creation of Brahma. All this pradhana, ahankara, right? Sutra tattva, right? All these things are described. And then he says, then next 6 to 8 shlokas describes virata rupa. This is the creation of secondary, of course, just creation before Brahmaji creates. Right? Where Lord desires, and then the facilities are created for us. Right? These topics are discussed in, you know, I think Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. Right? I think Srikant Krishna Prabhu is quoting that. Right? In Bhagavatam also, second canto, first chapter, second canto, fifth, sixth chapter, second canto, tenth chapter, and third canto, 5, 6 chapters, third canto, 26th chapter, and again now here. Right? So many places it is described. And then next after that, Markandeya Muni's, you know, meditation is about how the Mahapurusha's limbs in connection with vibhutis. Right? The vibhutis are the special opulences. Right? This concept is there in even Bhagavatam also, Gita also. Right? In Bhagavad Gita it comes in, right, 7th chapter. Rasoham apsu kaunteya. Right? It comes in 9th chapter. Right? Of course, Virat Rupa also to some extent comes in 9th chapter also. And then in Bhagavad Gita, Virat Rupa comes in, the chapter itself is dedicated for Vishwarupa. It's, there is a variation of both, but it comes in, Virat Rupa also comes in Bhagavad Gita. And then opulences or vibhutis comes in 10th chapter. Right? And even Bhagavatam also, it comes in 11th canto, 16th chapter. Lord Krishna in detail explains that. So that is, this is not something, you know, a lesser knowledge. Right? So why this is not less knowledge? Ninth canto, 9th chapter Bhagavad Gita, 4th, 5th verses, Lord Krishna explains, Mayatadamidam Sarvam, Jagadavyakta Murtina, Matstani Sarvabhutani, Nachaham Teshavasita. Right? Next verse it says, Nachamastani Bhutani, Pashyame Yogamaisharam, Bhutapurnacha Bhutasta, Mamatma Bhuta Bhavana. Right? So, you know, spiritual guru, the person from Semitic religion has come, Abrahamic religion. He said, I like your Gita. Right? Oh, you like our Gita? What you like in it? I like your Gita. Right? Why you like that? And he said, your Gita speaks about our Lord. Our Gita speaks about your Lord? Where is that mentioned? He said, no, in our scriptures, 2 times it goes, Mastani, Mastan. Mastan is our Lord. Where is that Mastan quoted? Then he quotes, see, Bhagavad Gita, you don't know your Bhagavad Gita. 9.45, it is mentioned, right? Maya tadmita sarvam jagatavyakvikta matstani sarvabhutani nacha matstani. The 2 verses says mastan mastan. That's why I like your scripture. Right? That's how many times, now we laugh at him that many times it appears, whatever our conception, that's what we find in scriptures. But if our surrender is to the acharyas and try to understand whatever script, then whatever the vision of acharyas, we get it. Right? That's a problem with Kanishtha Adhikari also. Right? So 9.45 speaks about these 2 things, that this is Achintya Bheda Bheda verses. I say, Lord is in everything, and everything is in Lord, and Lord is beyond all this. Right? This is most confusing. And then Krishna gives a kind of explanation to this in 10th chapter. 10th chapter explains how Lord is in everywhere. Krishna pervading everywhere in the world. And 11th chapter gives how everything is in Lord. Virata Roop. Right? So this is where after 9th chapter. 9th chapter is Raja Vidya, Raja Gusha, most confidential knowledge. After most confidential knowledge, the peak of Gita, the knowledge that Lord Krishna speaks is Vibhuti Yoga and Virata Roopa. Same here, at the end of almost Bhagavatam, the knowledge that that is given is Virat Rupa and Vibhuti Yoga. Right? So, and then we see there is, in the same 11th canto, 2nd chapter, the shlokas that describe who is Uttamadhikari. He says, Sarva Bhuteshya Pasyet Bhagavat Bhavanatmanaha Bhutani Bhagavat Atmani Esha Bhagavat Uttama. This is the definition of Uttamadhikari. He says, Sri Havis said, the most advanced devotee sees within everything the soul of all souls and Supreme Personality God, Sri Krishna. Consequently, see systematically everything in relation to Supreme Lord. Understand that everything that exists is eternally situated within the Lord. Right? His vision is, he sees everything in Lord and Lord in everything. This is the definition of Uttamadhikari. Right? That means 9.45 will be realized only by Uttamadhikari. Right? And then Achintya Bheda Bheda can only understood by Uttamadhikari. And that's what Vibhuti Yoga and Virata Roopa are also showing. Right? Vibhuti Yoga is seeing everything, Lord in everything. And Virata Roopa is seeing everything in Lord. Right? And then at the same time, without losing this vision, focus is on only Supreme Lord Bhagavan. Not that seeing everything means we caught up in material world, and our Vibhuti Yoga, or no, universal form. While seeing this, right, our goal is Krishna. Right, like, gopis, when they are searching for Krishna in the Rasalila, they found Lord Vishnu, four-handed Vishnu. They offered obeisances to him, respected him, asked them, please show us where the Lord Krishna is. Right? So that's the purpose of all these things, because otherwise it becomes like, Abrahamic religions where they say only things. That and this. Anything in between, they say Maya. Right? Whether they are Supreme Lord or this material world. Right, they don't figure out anything in between, neither connection with the Lord. Right? That's how, I'll not compare them with Kanishtadhikari. Kanishtadhikari is much, much more, far better. But kind of that, when it's a narrow-mindedness is seeing Lord only in temple and not everywhere. Right? That's where it comes. That's why he always fights with Madhyamadhikaris, right, who sees Krishna in everywhere, but they cannot describe that to Kanishtadhikari is nicely. That's the definition of Kanishta, Uttama, Madhyama in NOD. Madhyama knows everything, but he cannot convey it. Uttamadhikari knows and conveys it. That's why like a small baby in a home, he fights so much with younger elder brother, but the father he likes. Kanishtagadir, they like to listen from Uttamadhikaris. They accept it, but they don't follow. Like babies, they say yes, immediately they start crying also. Once the chocolate is over. At least they listen to father. But they fight so much with Madhyamadhikari, like they fight with elder brother. Even elder brother same thing, give same knowledge. They will not accept it. Right? That's the situation of Kanishtadhikari. But as slowly they progress, they will also understand that. That's why Prabhupada says Kanishtadhikari is useless for preaching mission. Because they only see one thing, nothing else. Right? Because that is actually connected to them. Right? But here, in this saying, everything is, you see everything, but you see Krishna only. Right? Sthavara jangama deki, sloka I forget, but this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he sees everything, but he is remembering Lord Krishna. He sees Chetaka Parvat, remembers Govardhan. But it's not that he is not seeing Chetaka Parvat, and it's not that he is not remembering Govardhan also. Both are simultaneously can happen. Right? Otherwise, that's a conception that when Uttamadhikari sees everyone as devotees, one may think, Uttamadhikari is like, he is impractical in the material world. He's not impractical person. Practical, at the same time, he sees Krishna. That's actual practicality. That practical is not something lost in material world. And impractical, theoretical means only Krishna. Practical means seeing Krishna in everything, connecting everything to Krishna. That's why Prabhupada, the story is there, like Prabhupada saw that recording machine, right? A newly recorded machine came to US and the devotees want that, Prabhupada to record in that. And they want to see the manual to show to Prabhupada how this is how they works. They are very much enamored by see the technology. Right? Before they explain, Prabhupada opened it and started recording it also. Right? That's why one who knows Krishna knows everything. Because one who knows Krishna knows internal energy, external energy. And how to apply that in Krishna. Right? That's why Uttamadhikari is not a foolish. Right? That's what sometimes Kanishtas may think that no. So this is Gita, this is Bhagavatam, and this is practical life. Gita doesn't fit into practical life. Let me use my intelligence so that I can upgrade scriptures of how to apply scriptures in the practical life. Right? That's a Kanishta mentality. Right? So, but acharyas, they see actual principle and able to apply it. That's why the gopis who only see Krishna, nothing else. Even when Mahavishnu comes, they don't see Mahavishnu, only Krishna. In such gopis, manjaris, when they come to material world, right, they also elaborate Krishna, they speak Krishna's glories also, and they also connect to all the souls and present philosophy in the way. Who is Rupa Goswami? He's a manjari. Right? Nothing else, only Madhurya Ras. But they can explain Aishwarya, and they can also serve Nawab Hussein and cheat him also. More practical. Right? So, but by not following understanding, actually the Kanishtas, you know, they don't advance. Problem is if someone understands this is my limitation and then wants to advance, then not a problem. Someone justifies his situation. Like I think His Grace Dean Gauram Prabhu is sharing their story of Srila Prabhupada once. The Prabhupada talking to his disciples, he was saying that two scientists, you know, met to each other and they started discussing their theories, their mental concoctions. Someone said it is very easy to cut a cloth with knife. That's my research. Another said, I came from another big institute. Actually, if you use scissors, it is very nice. Then both started arguing with each other. And then arguments went so much, and they started fighting each other. And then person who is, is holding knife, he has no good energy. He threw this, he said, I will throw you into this river if you don't accept what I say. They said, I will not accept. Scissors is the best. Right? 95% strike rate, efficiency. Then this person who has knife, he threw him into the river. And this person doesn't know swimming. He's drowning. Even while drowning, he puts his hand up and said, head is also drowned. Put his hands up, says, like this. Showing that scissor is the best. Right? That's the situation of Kanishta Adhikari. Right? Because even at the end of the Bhagavatam, we see, oh, this is same old stuff. Right? Nothing new. What is this? But this is actually the this philosophy, this prayer. This prayers is actually the Uttamadhikari prayers. Right? In the second canto, when it's describing someone who is materialist, how will you try to see even something divine in it? Here, you see material things, but you don't see any lesser aspects of God. Not Brahman, not Yajna, not demigods, not universal form, not even Vaikuntha Vishnu. Only see Krishna. How can you see Krishna everywhere? This is what mentioned in these shlokas. Right? It starts with, universal form, then goes to vibhutis. And the vibhutis are actually connected to, each of the vibhuti, if you see, this particular purport it comes, how the earth is holding, right? The feet of the Lord. Feet of the Lord are the actual vibhuti for the earth to hold us. Right? And then Ananta, Lord Ananta is the one who is the vibhuti behind Pradhana. Right? Pradhana comes from Lord Ananta. Right? Of course, there is in between also. Ananta from Lord Ananta comes, I think Sankarsana comes, Mahavishnu. Mahavishnu is the one who creates Pradhana. And then before Lord Ananta is Mahanarayana, and then Mahasankarshan, and then above that is Baladev, Lord Baladev, and above that Lord Krishna. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said, this is my vibhuti. But within that, there are so many step-down transformers. Right? It's not direct. But the specialty of this 12th canto, 11th chapter is, right, while seeing what is actually recommended for Kanishta Adhikaris, still you remember Krishna only. Right? That is a specialty. You are not stuck down at only Krishna, right? Only Bhagavan, everything is bogus, everything is Maya. Right? trying to see only Brahman, Paramatma or demigods and forget Krishna. While seeing this, remember Krishna. Because you are able to see the entire connection from top to down. Right? That's why Prabhupada says only Uttamadhikaris can go and preach in the material world because they can engage any person of any caliber, right? Whatever person is, that every person values something in their lives. That value which the person holding is actually coming from Krishna. That's what Vibhuti Yoga is. Because indirectly they are valuing Krishna through his Vibhutis. So through that value they will catch, right? And then slowly, from one thing they will bring to next level, from next level directly to Krishna. But if we will either only see Krishna or only see down, but then one cannot elevate anyone else. Right? That's like Srila Prabhupada. He was one of the class, famous example of some drunkard come to Prabhupada and trying to preach. Then Prabhupada said, even while drinking, if you think the taste in that wine is Krishna, then you will get elevated. Right? Actually, the person who Prabhupada taught this principle, actually later he became devotee. Why? Because Prabhupada sees that. Because Prabhupada actually sees Krishna and spoke that, and that things purified and able to do that. But if someone else just speaks, then it may not affect that person immediately. Right? Prabhupada is able to see that connection, even from a taste of liquor to Krishna. Right? It's not, of course, Prabhupada said not that you have to drink more to understand Krishna, but what is that essence which you are liking in that is actually coming from Krishna only. Right? But Krishna in very lowest or minutest aspect. That's what I said, one cannot run away from Krishna. Right? Everyone is looking for Krishna. But in what form is a question? Right? Because they can see from all the levels, they will connect from any level to any level. Right? So another way in the Ramanujacharya's pastime, in the Srirangam once he is giving a class on Vibhuti Yoga to all his sannyasi disciples. And then Ramanujacharya pointing the point that this Vibhuti Yoga, through the Vibhuti Yoga, you can connect anyone to Krishna consciousness. Then his disciples did not understand it, neither believed it. They said, how can that? Unless you worship Lord, recite all these prayers and make someone, follow all these things, how will they ever realize God? Then he said, okay, you want an example? You want to see that? Yes, we want to see that. Then he came out. When he came out, actually that time Ranganath's procession is going on, Lord Ranganath's procession. And then they are seeing the procession, and then suddenly found one person who is looking, constantly looking, right? Very absorbed. And then he is also holding the umbrella. Right? But neither he is looking at Lord Ranganath, nor he is holding umbrella for Lord Ranganath. But actually he is looking at a beautiful lady, right? And walking backwards, right? Looking at her eyes, so that he will not miss a moment of seeing her. And then all these sannyasis got disgusted. What kind of person is this? Here Lord Ranganath is going, what is doing this? Sripad Ramanujacharya, that is the best way to teach this principle to my disciples. He said, then the disciples said, Ramanujacharya, can you make him Krishna conscious? He said, yes, we can make it. Then Ramanujacharya said, come with me. So he went and asked, what are you doing? He said, I am worshipping beauty. Oh, you are worshipping beauty? You are worshipper of beauty? Yes. So if I show much more beauty than this, will you worship? Yes, I will worship it. Then Ramanujacharya took him to DT of Ranganath and showed Lord Ranganath. And he saw the beauty of the beauty, Sarva Saundarya Sangraham. He became devoted and he is Dhanurdas. So because he is actually valuing one aspect, beauty of the creation, which is actually, the small spark of energy of Krishna, through that Sripad Ramanujacharya can connect him to Krishna, who is a source of beauty. Right? And then nothing. Srila Prabhupada also once he was in the aeroplane, he was sitting and then he was suddenly started laughing. Then devotees saw what happened. Actually, Prabhupada is seeing movie of Charlie Chaplin. Devotees got bewildered. Whether we should look, we also should look at the movie or just see another side. They got confused. At the end, they asked Prabhupada, you are watching movie? Yeah, Charlie Chaplin. Actually, where he is getting all his humor from? Krishna is a source of humor. Right? So Prabhupada could see that. But someone else may see something else and go down. Right? So hence, this is how, you know, these topics from this level, from a creation to Virat Roop to Vibhuti Yoga to deity worship, within the deity worship, I think that in the 11th canto deity worship is discussed. His Grace Radha Jyoti Prabhu is explaining, comparing all these vibhutis, you know, giving Yajna and deity worship comparisons. Right? All the vibhutis are known, expansions of the Lord called in the Yajna or deity worship. Right? So that kind of vibhuti are discussed here. Right, Kaustubhajam, or no, the Lord's Gadha, right? It's a Prana Shakti. I think probably that might be reason why, you know, Vayu, right, or Hanumanji and Bhima hold Gadha in their hands. Because they're Shakti from Kaumodaki. Right? And also, right, all this, I think the Lord's, you know, his thread is, Upanayana thread for Lord is Om. Om has three syllables, Upanayana also three threads. Right? Probably this is where actual vibhutis of the Lord. From there, all these vibhutis come down to us. Right? So, that's how the connections are given to the higher level. And also, this is not just stops at Vaikuntha. The origin of all these vibhutis comes from Goloka, where, you know, different gopis and manjaris are the actual potencies of Krishna. From there, step down to Vaikuntha. From there, step down to next. It finally comes to the drunkard who is drinking the wine. Charlie Chaplin's humor, etc. Right? So, and then it doesn't stop at there. From Vaikuntha it goes to Vyuha, Chaturvyuha. That's a discussion that happened yesterday where, you know, Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Prajumna, Aniruddha. Of course, the description of Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Prajumna they given is at the lower level which we can relate. There are much higher levels of Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Prajumna. And from there, this verse describes, actually 25th verse describes, 24th verse describes who is the Lord, what is his identity. Right? Time is over, I'll just summarize. Right? So, like, you know, the description of the Lord, it should be, you know, it should not leave any, you know, stone open for someone to enter. Like any false incarnation should not fit into definition. Now, two, three days back, His Grace Radhikala Prabhu is giving class, Brahmachari class, and explaining how the definition should be there. Definition should not be like, it said three things. Ativyapti, avyapti, asambandha. Definition should not cover too many things. Right? If we say, you know, cow, define cow. A cow is something which has, you know, horns. Then bull also has horns. Then someone says, cow is something which has that, no, I don't know what we call, hump. Right? Camel also has hump. Right? The definition should not be that, no, something else will add in that. And definition should not be like that, no, you define it and nothing will fit into that. Right? Definition should be like that, only you point to that. That's how Srila Rupa Goswami defined Uttam Bhakti also. Maybe I will not go into that. That's how Lord is defined even 24th verse. Right? Whenever Lord's definition comes, no one else can fit into that. And then in the next verse, 25th is peak of the things. Right? Where Lord Krishna is directly glorified, the prayers of Kunti Maharani, that prayer of Lord Krishna is mentioned, which I think tomorrow's discussion is making. So I'll stop here, time is over. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Samvet Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai.
Thank you.